Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk. This is Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Miss Ramona Africa, Miss Janet Africa, and Miss Janine Africa. How are you doing, ladies?
On the move.
On the move. How you doing?
How are you all doing? Strong black women.
Yes, yes. Long live John Africa.
Yes, long live John Africa.
We still hanging in there, and we still strong.
That's great. That's great. It's good to know that you guys are together and doing good.
That's right. That's right. It took us 41 years, but we're here together.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Your testimony.
So we're
going to briefly, we're not going to dwell on it, but briefly tell the history and, you know, talk about that, either one of you. Each one can go after the other.
Okay, well, this is Janine Africa, one of the Move 9. I was released from prison after 41 years for a crime I did not commit. May 25th, 2019, I say the Move 9 because it was 9 of us that was arrested August 8th, 1978. Well, no, it was 12 of us actually, but 9 of us that was sentenced after the police attacked our home in Powhatan Village in 1978. And in their frenzy to kill Move people, they killed one of their own cops. But because we survived the attack, we were charged with murder and sentenced to 32-100 years each for a killing of one cop with one gun by one bullet. And the evidence proved that Move could not have killed the cop, but because they wanted to get rid of Move so bad, they broke all of their laws and shamelessly railroaded us and sent us to prison. And we spent 41 years in prison despite our innocence. And now, thanks to Move people, our family, and all the support from around the world, they put pressure on this system and they had to release us. So long live John Africa.
On the Move, I'm Janet Africa. I've been in the Move organization since the early 70s. Move surfaced in the late 1960s. And in the 70s, we started protesting and demonstrating against this system. And we used the teaching of John Africa. And we exposed this system. This is what pushed this system to come at John Africa, because we were exposing police brutality. We were exposing the different things that this system was doing to the animals, was doing to the air, doing to the water, how industry was destroying life. And this system came at Move real hard. And this is why we eventually ended up in prison, because they don't want people getting the information from John Africa. They don't want people getting the truth, because they know people will come at the system. So what they did was try to turn everything around and make it look like Move was the one that was criminal, you know, because there's a lot of things that Move did in the early days that exposed this system, and they didn't like it. That's why they beat us. That's why they shot us. That's why they killed their kids. That's why they dropped that bomb on us May 13th and murdered 11 of our family members. Ramona Africa here is here to talk about that. My daughter was in the house. My brother, sister was in that house that they tried to annihilate this organization. But like Janine was saying, here we are almost 50 years later, still in Move, still fighting this system, still using the teaching of John Africa to come at these people, and here they are still trying to stop us from doing the work that is necessary to do so people can keep themselves protected from this system, from this government. We will never leave Move. You know, we will continue to fight. We will continue to inform people. We will continue to keep doing what we're doing, following the teaching of John Africa, so life can be productive, can be good, not just for Move, but for everybody.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Ramona Africa.
Hi, Miss Ramona. Africa. How you doing?
Minister of Communication for the MOVE organization, the sole adult survivor of the May 13th, 1985 massacre of MOVE people. And let me just start off by saying John Africa told MOVE people decades ago that this system would never stop coming at MOVE, trying to kill MOVE, trying to break the MOVE organization up, trying to put an end to this family. But we have to be on guard, you know, all the time, because May 13th was just the strong example, or not strong, but a hideous example of what this system wants to do to MOVE people. So, you know, that example, May 13th of 1985, MOVE people felt that deeply, but so did the system, its officials. They were hurt by it too, because they were exposed before the world, you know, for the murderous, contemptuous people that they are. And people, a lot of people around the world did not know it until May 13th, 1985, you know, but they know it now. They know it now, you know. After I got out of jail in 1992, I was invited to travel all over the world, literally, to France, England, Germany, Spain, Italy, you know, all over. And these people all over the world were like shocked, saying, how could this happen in America? You know, we never thought it would happen in America. But, you know, when they saw it on May 13th of 1985, saw what was going on, some people said when they turned their TV on, they thought it was showing Vietnam or somebody, you know, someplace like that. But it wasn't. It was right here in the United States of America. And that example was for everybody to see. John Africa said, you know, this government, its officials, was coming at MOVE people in the dark, behind closed doors. But on August 8th of 78, John Africa made sure that when they can't MOVE again, it was going to be before the whole world. And May 13th, John Africa made sure that when they came at MOVE, that the whole world would see it, see how horrible, how vicious this government in the United States is.
Yes, ma'am. So, Mr. John Africa talked you all and trained you all to be the strong people that you are.
Exactly. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let me just add, you know, when I first came around MOVE, it was in 1979, in like March of 1979. And I never envisioned me being in MOVE some, you know, all these years. You know, I really did not envision that, especially after the May 13th, 1985 bombing of MOVE people. You know, people ask me all the time, well, how are you still in MOVE? You know, I would think that after the bombing that you would try to get on with your life. And my position is MOVE is my life. There is no life for me outside of MOVE. You know, before MOVE, I was in college at Temple University. I was planning to become a lawyer, going to law school and becoming a lawyer. But that was not satisfying. You know, a woman named Pam, I met her in early 1979, and she encouraged me to go to City Hall and see what was going on with the MOVE trials. And I did that. And when I saw how MOVE people
conducted themselves in court, I was impressed, thoroughly impressed. I was not impressed or intimidated at all by the sheriff, the prosecuting attorney, you know, the cops that was in the courtroom. I was impressed with MOVE people, and I saw that MOVE people were not intimidated by anything in that courtroom or anybody in that courtroom. So at that point, I knew I did not want to go to this systems law school, become a systematic lawyer. I wanted to be like MOVE people. I wanted to be a revolutionary. And that's what John Africa did for me.
Yes, ma'am. I understand everything you're saying. Most recently, I've been seeing videos of being sent to me by Mr. Ricky Jason. So I've been seeing your protest. I saw you at Penn State. I saw the video of you all at Penn State about the children, deceased remains that they had kept. Would you like to talk about that most recently?
Okay. So, you know, those weren't actually MOVE people at those demonstrations. None of the mothers and the older MOVE members were there. But the thing is that, you know, it was very hard for us because it was like reliving the bombing all over again. You know, we had dealt with that and moved on and been working for 36 years. And then for this to come out and to put this in our face all over again, you know, was like, you know, just really a crystallized thing for people to see what John Africa is saying about this system, how they hated MOVE. They hated our children just as much as the adults. And you could see it in what the way they said that they handled what they are saying is the remains of MOVE people, you know. And we know that that's how they feel because Ramona was there, and she said they tried to bring the children out the house two times, and the police shot them back in, and they were hollering that they were bringing the children out, you know. And during the commission hearing, Police Commissioner Sambor stated in his testimony not that they were sorry about the children, nothing like that. When they asked him about the children being murdered, he didn't say that that was a mistake or anything like that. He said, we considered the children as just as much of a threat as the adults. So he was saying we meant to kill them too, you know. And you could just see, based on what's been coming out, how they really felt. They were not sorry about nothing they did May 13th, 1985, which is why they, according to them, they desecrated our family, their remains, you know. And that's how we're treating it. You know, we're not under no illusions about how they felt. That's why we said we didn't want no apologies. We didn't want no money from them. We didn't want anything from them because they can't do nothing to correct what they did to our family. The only thing we want from them, if they want to show any type of sincerity, is to release Mumia Abu-Jamal, because he's in prison because he was telling the truth about the situation between MOVE and the City of Philadelphia government. You know, so that is all they could do for us in this situation, and we are waiting to see their sincerity. We don't want to hear no words. We want them to do something.
Okay. I just have a question. Now that I saw in the video and read from different newspapers across the world that have online websites, as well as paper, as well as magazines and paper. And I agree with the two children, Jaleesha, the little girl, Jaleesha, and the other, that their remains were at Penn State and Harvard. Am I incorrect?
No, according, it was exposed some kind of way. They students and all found out, and they exposed it, that they have been holding what they're saying are the remains of our children and using them for some type of criminal forensic anthropology class, and they had kept them in a drawer, a file cabinet, in these museums for 36 years. And that's what we mean when we say how they're not sorry about what they did. They don't care about our children and what they did to our children, because look at what they are saying they have done to what they are calling the remains of our families.
Okay, what were the children's names?
Well, according to them, because we were not there, according to them, they are saying that Janet's daughter, Dalisha, my son, Phil, our sister, Sue, Tommaso, her son, Tommaso, sister, Consuela, two daughters, Netta and Tree, were in the house. And Babe Oyewolf, he was the child that came out of the house, but his father took him and kept him away from Move, and eventually he died. He died and under suspicious circumstances, you know, but, yeah.
Okay. All right. So what are you doing currently? How are you living your lives today? What are you doing now? What are you all doing now? I know you've been doing some traveling up until the pandemic.
Yeah. We see, what people don't know about Move, John Asper, is the work Move is to fight for all the life, to fight against the industries that's polluting the air, the water, the soil that God made pure for all life to live, you know, fighting against the industries that are exploiting and prostituting the animal life, you know, locking them up in cages to be on display for entertainment. You know, this is the work of Move, you know, exposing them politicians that, you know, claim to be in office to help people and show how they ain't helping people. They just in it for the money, the activists that people put in positions to help the people in the communities that are not doing it. This is the work of Move, you know, and the system saw that work, knew that John Africa has the solution to these problems, and they didn't want that. You know, they didn't want people hearing the teaching of John Africa. And so what they did to divert people away from John Africa, from Move, they started arresting us, beating us. And in that mix, it made people think that Move was just out there to fight cops, that we hated cops. And so people didn't focus on what Move is really about, and that's how they done it. But now, because of August 8th, 1978 and May 13th, 1985, this system can't come at us like that anymore with police, guns, bombs, because the whole world sees this and is watching them. They have been exposed. So now we can really do the work that John Africa over 50 years ago, teaching people, giving people information about the danger of this system to all alike. And so that's what we're doing now. You know, we used to travel a lot, but when the COVID struck, we curtailed that, but we still do a lot of things like over the phone, like we're doing with you. We do Zoom conference calls and go online like that, and reach a lot of people, because it's got to be done. Truth has to get out there, and now we can do this, and it's nothing in between us and the people to cloud their mind up and keep them distracted from what our work really is, protecting life.
Okay, so with the videos that I've been receiving
and the website for the, I don't know, it wasn't the New York Times, so I don't want to get it incorrect, but there were numerous well-known newspapers, magazines, and television shows, and the Philadelphia Tribune said they had issued an apology to you all. Is that true?
Well, they initiated an apology, but they never once apologized to me. They never once apologized to Janine, Ramona, or anybody in this family. When we first came home, they did a May 13th show, and they had Mayor Good on the TV, on the show, and he said, you know, that he apologized. Nothing was ever apologized to us personally, as you would if you did something to somebody, offended somebody, you would personally. That was never done. And the thing that really made me very angry about it is when Wilson Good was asked about this apology, he acted like he had an attitude and said, well, I've apologized three times, you know, like what else do they want me to do? You know, and this is the thing, when I heard that, I'm telling you, I got so angry because Wilson Good don't care about Move. He didn't care about our children. He's the one that gave the order to drop the bomb to murder our children. And then he's going to talk about apologies. We don't want no apology from them. Apology don't mean nothing to them or to us because we know they don't mean it. We know that they are still trying to murder Move people, you know, in a way that people can't crystallize it. Like they did to my brother Delbert Africa, like they did to my sister Merle Africa, like they did to my brother Phil Africa while they was in prison. They murdered Delbert. 6 months later, he came home and died because of what they medically did to him in that prison. They murdered our sister Merle in 1998 in prison. She was having stomach problems. They sent her out to the hospital, and the next thing we knew, we heard she was dead. They murdered my brother Phil Africa under this 2015 under the same circumstances about him having problems with his stomach. He got a chance to talk to his wife, and the next thing we knew, he was dead. This is the kind of stuff that this system has continuously did to Move because they want to stop us, they want to shut us up, and they don't care about us. And understand, we don't want no damn apologies. We don't want no money. We don't want no parade. We don't want none of that because we know it means nothing to them. It means something to people that understand that, but we understand and realize what they are trying to do to us, what they're trying to do to Move, what they're trying to do to John Africa. They're trying to wipe Move, wipe John Africa's teaching off the map because they do not want people to see the truth about this system. So they lie and make up stories and everything else about Move. And this is why we're saying we have had family members die, murdered, but Mumia is still alive. The only thing we want from these people, you know, they're saying they want to apologize. All right, then make some sense of it. Make some reality of it. Mumia is still alive. He's innocent. If they want to prove anything to us, then let Mumia go. Free Mumia. Free him now. But we want people to understand what's really going on here and the things that they have done to us and why. You know, it just didn't happen to happen. It is deliberate, calculated to try to stop the teaching of John Africa. Because if everybody did as John Africa say, the world would be perfect. People would be healthy. The industry will be done away with, and people don't want that. They don't want that, and that's why they come so hard at Move, because they want this system to remain the way it is, keep sucking the life, the blood out of people, and them benefiting from it, sending their kids to college off of blood money, buying their cars and their houses off of blood money. But Move people is saying, you know, we don't expect people to take the position, to take the stand that Move has taken. All we are asking people to do is to be honest and understand what we are saying and see that we are not lying about this system.
then what you choose to do will be your choosing, your choice to do that. But understand, this system is not anybody's friend, not at all by any measure. You see the things that are happening now. It's one disaster after another, one war after another. And if this system was so right with everything that they supposedly got going for them, things would seemingly be better, wouldn't they? But they are not. Everything's getting worse. Everything is getting, the food's getting worse. The air is getting more polluted. The water's getting more polluted. You know, and they have such advanced technology. Then why are things so bad if this system is so good? And this is the point that MOVE has been making to people about this system and why this system is so adamant about stopping John Africa's teaching, because if people really adhered to it and acknowledged it, they would stop supporting the system. And once the system got stopped being supported, they would fall. These people that's living high off the, I don't want to say hog, but that's living high off of the life of poor people, working people, while they just sit around and collect money, tax money, blood money from poor people, you know, it's okay. But when people really see what's driving these people, what's got the economy all messed up is the people running it, then they get mad and want to stop MOVE, want to stop John Africa. It ain't got nothing to do with MOVE being criminal, because we're not criminal. It ain't got nothing to do with John Africa being criminal, because John Africa is not criminal. John Africa has the solution to this world's problems. But this system don't want that. They want to keep on perpetuating the poison that they perpetuating so they can keep making money going on. And, you know, it's hard to realize for a lot of people because they haven't been through it and don't understand it and maybe can't even see it. But MOVE is here to tell you that this hatred for MOVE, this violence for revolution that this system has for us, it's real. And we're feeling it. We felt it. We've lost family. You know, we've lost other comrades, you know, behind it. Political prisoners in jail, been in jail for years because they were fighting against the system. It's real, people. It's real, and we need to stop it. We need to get together. Like Janine was telling you about the different things we do, we personally talk to people about different problems that they have because we were in the system and problems that we had. We now have the ability to help them get through problems that they have now. And we do that all the time. We personally do that with people all the time.
This is Ramona Africa.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to make a point. You know, when MOVE first emerged in Philadelphia, the government, the system, misused the media to try to deter people from MOVE, from listening to the teaching of John Africa. They escalated from a media campaign to an armed war against MOVE in 1978 and in 1985. So now, like my sister Janine said, we are able to talk to people, to teach people, which was the initial activity of MOVE, the initial goal of MOVE. So now all that this system have done to try to stop MOVE, to try to eliminate MOVE, it worked in our favor because now people can see how treacherous, how murderous, how vicious this system is, and they're more open to listening to MOVE. You know, people didn't really see it when our kids was murdered by this system, but now you have school shootings all across the country, and people are complaining about their babies, their children being killed in these schools. Well, you know, that's what will happen when you allow this system to exist the way it is. Nobody, nothing is safe. Your health is not safe. Your life is not safe. You know, nothing is safe as long as this system exists. And that's what John Africa taught MOVE people in the early 70s or when MOVE was first formed up until now. John Africa's teaching is still, you know, in people's heads. MOVE is making sure that the teaching of John Africa is clear to people, that they can see the system for what it is and see John Africa for the wise master strategist that he is. Long live John Africa.
Yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying. And you are so right about people saying about the system. The police murdering people in daylight, the police being judged, police and executor and jury.
Mm-hmm. And with these school shootings, you know, it ties into what they did to our children, because people feel like the police wouldn't do that to children, but they did. And the government allowed it, because look at how they are allowing these children to be murdered because of money, because the people that really run this government is money people. And the National Rifle Association, they are making a lot of money off of these guns. And every time these shootings happen and the politicians try to push forward to put restrictions, they're not even saying not to have guns, period. They're just saying those assault weapons should not be made available to your average citizen. And the Rifle Association is having a fit, and they are putting pressure on the politicians that they endorse to get in the office to knock down those different legislations that would affect the sale of these assault weapons, because they don't care about your children. They don't, because if they did, the first thing they would have did was start pulling them assault weapons, because it's like Obama said. He said if they wouldn't have had those assault weapons, instead of killing 60 people, maybe it would have only been one or two, and somebody could have stopped them. You know, but because of money, the people that's running these gun control things, they are adamant about knocking it down, blocking it, you know, because they don't care about life. Life is not the priority. It's like John F. could teach us. Life is not the priority. Money is. Money is their God. And they don't care. They ain't made no kind of comment about this last murdering of these 10-year-old kids trying to help them. None of these people made one comment. Where's the apology now? Mm-hmm. That's why we said we don't care about an apology, because they're not sincere about it, because they didn't even bother to apologize in this situation.
And Angela, that is something that's very serious that people have to look at, because if they didn't have those weapons, that wouldn't have been allowed to happen in those schools. It's happened in those schools over and over again, and people have been pushing that legislation to do something about those weapons, but nothing has been done. And that crystallizes right there. If they cared, they would pack it. There's no way. If somebody knew that their son could get to a fire on a stove and can burn himself to death, they are going to do something to protect their son from getting burnt from that stove. These people know the things that happen in those schools, but they allow it to happen because they never pass no legislation to avoid them kids from getting murdered. But what's done? Nothing. A bill comes up right after something like this happens, and it gets slapped down. So how much care? How much concern, how much apology do they have for innocent children that go to school? You know, they criticize MOVE for not sending our children to school, but we homeschooled our children, you know, but they didn't have to go through all of that stuff that children have to go through in school these days. They're scared to death to send their children to school, but move home schools our kids so they didn't have to, we didn't have to worry about none of that. But people, you've got to look past these politicians and what they say. Look at what they do. Look at what they've done. And look at what they're going to continue to do as long as people allow it to happen. You know, people be thinking that they can't make a change, but they can make a difference. They can make a big difference. You know, MOVE has made a difference. John Africa explained to us that this revolution is like termites coming through a piece of wood. It's happening, but you can't see those termites as they're coming through that wood. But once they come through, and then it's manifested, you can see it. And that's what's happening now. That's what the influence of John Africa's teaching has done all around this whole world. It has influenced a lot of people to take different positions and stands that they have taken because of the example that MOVE has set through John Africa's teachings, you know? And this work that, you know, you were talking about us doing, the main work is with ourselves to continue to remain strong through the examples that we've seen throughout the years that we've been fighting against this system. The only thing we've gotten is stronger from it. You know, we're not being able to go different places and hit the pavement like we did years ago, but still we are reaching people everywhere, all the time. It might not be a whole mass of people like Ramona was going to Germany, Russia, Spain, speaking at different colleges, universities, even if it's just one phone call to one person. You know what I mean? That's like those examples, those termites coming through, because it wakes people up. That information from John Africa, it just wakes you because it touches the instinct in you, and it makes you say, oh, my God, you know, that's right. Yeah, and that is the work that MOVE has been doing, is still doing, we'll end with ourselves.
All right. Okay, ladies. I'm glad you all are staying strong. I'm staying strong the best I can. Ever since I did an interview on the execution of William King, I've had a lot of lynchings posted to my Facebook page and pictures.
Oh, okay. Well, we appreciate
ever since
that.
I did the interview about the execution of William King in Texas and the interview with you all. They don't come to my house. They don't really call me. Every now and then they'll call, I text. But what's happening is they're going to my Facebook page and posting murdered people on my Facebook page.
Wow. See, you're making a difference.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's what we're talking about.
You're making a difference. And
I'm having trouble with YouTube. But, you know, I understand that they don't want the content out there. So believe it or not, I can't put this on YouTube.
No. So, but we understand.
They'll block the content.
We understand that, Angela, and that's what we mean, because, look, you are doing the best you can, and you are making a difference, and it's affecting people, and that's just all that we're talking about, people doing what they can in different forms. You know, you have the radio show. Somebody else might have another avenue, but just the fact that you try hard as you can to get the truth out there, that's important,
very
important, and effective, and we appreciate it. Just stay strong and don't let it discourage you, because they are going to try to stop you, because the truth is the threat to this system. Not guns, not anything like that, but the truth, because once people start seeing this system for what it is, giants could strip that mask off of this monster. People will not embrace it like they used to, and they know that. So that's why they don't like people to expose them.
Yeah.
So, you know, what you're doing is very important.
And very appreciated.
Yeah.
Long live Angela.
Long live Angela.
Thank you.
You know,
Thank you, ma'am. And I hope Muma Abu-Jamal is set free. I'm glad you all got him off death row.
Yeah. Long Live John Africa sure did, because they was going to kill him. They tried it in the streets. When that failed, they tried him through the courts. And the people, John Africa, pulled the people together, had our family fighting for him, hooked up that organization to concentrate just on him, and the world came together, and they got that death warrant off of him. So now we got to just keep doing the same thing and get him out of there. So that's what we're going to do. We'll free Mumia Abu-Jamal, free all political prisoners.
What's the call?
Free them all. Free them all.
What's the call?
Free them all.
Free
them all.
That's right.
Free them all. All right, ladies. My show, time's ended.
All right, now. On the move, Angela.
God bless you.